The principle of personal liability has always been considered an insuperable obstacle to holding a company criminally liable according to Italian public and criminal law. This obstacle was nevertheless overcome with the implementation of Law 231 of 2001, which sets forth for the first time a direct autonomous responsibility for companies that arises when people in a company commit a crime that is expressly listed in Law 231. Let's call it an eligible crime. These eligible crimes range from fraud against the state to misfeasance in public office, bribes and corruption, from corporate crimes to crimes against a person, from bodily harm disregarding HSE regulations to environmental crimes, from money laundering to tax crimes, and the list is regularly updated by the legislator and is becoming longer each year. A company is liable for an eligible crime committed in its interest or to its advantage by those people who perform decision-making functions, the directors, but also by those people under the supervision of the directors, the subordinate employees. If the eligible crime was committed by directors, administrative liability shall not be imposed on the company if it proves, first, that prior to the commission of the eligible crime, it had adopted and implemented a CMS suitable for preventing such an eligible crime. Second, that the supervision on the CMS has been entrusted to an independent compliance committee within the company. Third, that the person who committed the eligible crime fraudulently evaded the CMS and that there was no lack of supervision by the compliance committee. The CMS itself must identify the areas of business activity in which it is more likely that eligible crimes are committed, contain specific protocols aimed at preventing the commission of eligible crimes, identify suitable financial resources to devote to the CMS, impose the obligation to comply with the CMS or otherwise to inform the compliance committee, and introduce a disciplinary system suitable for sanctioning any failure to comply with the CMS. While the burden of the proof to demonstrate that the company had put in place and implemented an effective CMS in cases where the eligible crime is committed by a director lies on the company, in cases where the eligible crime has been committed by a subordinate employee, the burden of proof to demonstrate that the company's CMS was not suitable for preventing the commission of that eligible crime lies on the prosecutor. What administrative sanction does Law 231 provide for companies? For instance, the seizure and confiscation, fines based on the company's economic and financial condition, disqualifying sanctions such as the suspension or revocation of authorizations and licenses or the exclusions from benefits, loans, contributions and subsidies. It is therefore most important to consider in due time the opportunity to resort to adequate professional advice aimed at mapping the risk and preparing a CMS suitable to prevent or at least to reduce the risk of potentially committing an eligible crime and get sanctioned for it.